Hi, this is Joe.
Hi, my name is Natasha, returning your call with customer service. How can I help you?
I've got charges on my account that I didn't authorize.
May I have your zip code?
75501.
And your first and last name?
Edward Hotzel.
And may you verify your address for me?
604 Warren Thomas Road, Texarkana, Texas, 75501.
Give me a few moments while the system loads your account.
Okay. I'm going to put you on hold for a minute.
Okay, no problem. Still here, it's still loading. Mr. Holtzel, are you there? Mr. Holtzel, are you there? Client, are you there? Sir, are you there? I have your account up, sir. Mr. Holtzel, are you there? Sir, are you there? Mr. Holtzel, are you there? I'm going to have to disconnect the call if you're not here. Customer, are you there? Customer service. Customer service. I would not have to.
Hello?
Yes, sir. I was just about to disconnect you.
I'm sorry. I had to put you on hold. I had another. This is
You're
my
fine.
Business. And I.
Okay. I have your account up, and I see on December 5th, you paid the shipping and handling for a tactical bag.
Okay.
And after you made that purchase, it stated in those terms and conditions that you would be enrolled into a membership for that 6732. Now, with the membership...
For what
you...
now? Wait a minute. For what purchase?
After you purchased the tactical bag for $5.74, it stated...
See, I show two... No, I was going to call on those, too, because I didn't purchase those either.
Okay, well, I'll go ahead and cancel the account and get you over to the fraud department, and they'll open an investigation, and they'll go from there.
That's perfectly fine. That's what I want done. Because I'm going to also call my bank. That's my next call.
Okay,
to the fraud
no
department. You guys have anything? No, that's not yours. Okay. Yes, I was going to call on those two also. Those are my next two. I've got Infinity Pro and Extra Direct Electronic. And I didn't authorize either one of those.
Okay, just hold for me for a moment. Let me get you sent over to the fraud.
Okay. And why did they, if that's the case, then why are they double charging me under two different...
Sir, when I get you over to the fraud department, they'll be happy to explain any questions that you have.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.